Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's take a look at a few verses from Luke chapter 21 and think about the widow's mites. Here we go, Luke chapter 21, starting at verse 1. And he looked up and saw the rich putting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw also a certain poor widow putting in 2 mites. So he said, "Truly I say to you that this poor widow has put in more than all. For all these out of their abundance have put in offerings for God, but she out of her poverty put in all the livelihood that she had." At the temple, Jesus noticed a long line of rich people who put in a lot of money, perhaps making some kind of display to call attention to their gifts. Then he saw also a certain poor widow putting in 2 mites. This widow, with her poverty evident by her clothing and appearance, must have been a welcome sight to a weary Jesus who had just endured a storm of questions from his enemies. You can read all about that in Luke chapter 20. The rich people gave their big gifts, but the poor widow put only 2 mites in the offering. The ancient word that we translate mites, that's lepton, literally means a tiny thing. When you figure it all out, 2 mites are 1% of a denarius, 1% of a day's wage. So in other words, just if you were to say that a working man made $100 a day, it'd be $1. If he made $200 a day, it would be $2. It's not much. Yet, this woman gave 2 mites, not just one. The widow might have kept 1 coin for herself, and no one would blame her if she did. Giving 1 coin would have meant giving half of all of her money. But instead, she gave with staggering generosity, and Jesus noted it. This poor widow has put in more than all, meaning all the wealthy people who went before her. Jesus did not say that she put in more than any one of those rich people before her. He said that she put in more than all of them put together. Why? Well, the others gave out of their abundance, but she gave sacrificially out of her poverty. Jesus' principle here shows us that before God, the spirit of giving determines the value of the gift more than the amount. God doesn't want grudgingly given money or guilt money. God loves the cheerful giver. The widow's gift and Jesus' comment on it also shows us that the value of the gift is determined by what it costs the giver. This is what made the widow's gift so valuable. David refused to give God that which cost me nothing, back in 2 Samuel chapter 24. Jesus' principle here also shows us that God does not need our money. If God needed our money, then how much we give would be more important than our heart in giving. Instead, it's our privilege to give to him. And we need to give because it's good for us, not because it's good for God. This widow challenged the mindset that says, "I'll give when I have more." The widow had virtually nothing, yet she was a giver. This means that we can all please God with our giving, just as much as the richest man can please God with his giving. Whatever we give sacrificially to God, he sees it, and he's pleased.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.